falling in behind the word conspiracy, one has to ask themselves, where did that word come from? It comes from the CIA-controlled media, who have done their best to dummy you down into believing that all conspiracies are theories, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Furthermore, you will find, as I'm about to show you, history will show that the corrupt media have in fact attempted to cover for them that are committing the crimes of conspiracy by attempting to discredit them that are exposing the conspirators. Conspiracy theory is a term that originally was a neutral descriptor for any claim of civil, criminal, or political conspiracy. However, it has come almost exclusively to refer to any fringe theory which explains a historical or a current event as the result of a secret plot by conspirators of almost power and cunning. According to Webster's 1828, the definition of the word conspiracy, a combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert, particularly a combination to commit treason or to excite sedition or insurrection. Furthermore, I want to show you that conspiracies are very scriptural. When you go to Jeremiah 11, verse 9, it says, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." As a matter of fact, well-respected Bible commentator Matthew Henry said of conspiracies, in Jeremiah 11, 9 in particular, "A conspiracy is found among them by him whose eyes is upon the hidden works of darkness." There's a combination against God and religion, a dangerous design formed to overthrow God's government and bring in the pretenders, the counterfeit deities. This intimates that they were willful and deliberate in wickedness. They rebelled against God, and not through incogitancy, but presumptuously and with a high hand. That they were subtle and ingenious in wickedness, and carried on their plot against religion with a great deal of art and contrivance. That they were linked together in the design, and as is usual among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it and to live and die together. They were resolved to go through with it. A cursed conspiracy. Oh, that there were not like that in our day. What the conspiracy was, they designed to overthrow divine revelation and set that aside, to persuade people not to hear, not to heed the words of God. They did all that they could do to derogate from the authority of the scriptures and to lessen the value of them. They designed to draw people after other gods to serve them, to consult them as their oracles, and make court to them as their benefactors. What follows are some of these most shocking modern conspiracy theories that turned out true after thorough investigation by our society, some through congressional hearings and others through investigative journalism. Many of these, however, were just admitted to by those that were involved in the conspiracy itself. The Dreyfus Affair. In the late 1800s in France, Jewish artillery officer Alfred Dreyfus was wrongfully convicted of treason based on false government documents and sentenced to life in prison. The French government did attempt to cover this up, but Dreyfus was eventually pardoned after the affair was made public, an act that is credited to writer Emile Zola. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. The Mafia. This secret crime society was virtually unknown until the 1960s, when member Joe Valachi first revealed the society's secrets to law enforcement officials.
What does that mean in your terms? Did that mean that you were agreeing yourself to kill him?
Oh, yes, Senator.
What was known was that organized crime existed, but not that the extent of their control included working with the CIA, politicians, and the biggest businesses in the world. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. MK Ultra. In the 1950s to the 1970s, the CIA ran a mind control project aimed at finding a truth serum to use on communist eyes.
BBSradio.com.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And boy, oh boy, folks, it is a happy Friday, isn't it? I mean, everybody kind of wants to have a happy Friday. I want to kind of, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I just want a little repose, you might say. A little happiness in my day. And Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, I'm about ready to show you this. This is this little girl, and her dad put a timeline on her little life. And I just want you to see how cool this is, because I'll tell you what, I love the little people. The little people are our future, and the little people are the ones that we should be raising up in the ways that they should go. Proverbs 22, verse 6. And I just wanted you to see this really quick, okay? This is Dad raising up this beautiful little girl. Check this out. Look at that little face. Now she's a little older. Look at her looking at her dad. Don't ever tell me children are stupid, because they are not. They collect all of it. They drink it all in like a sponge. Now she's answering the phone. Now this is her, a little older. I love it. What a sweetie, folks. Happy Friday. I'm trying to put a smile on everybody's face real quick. Now this is now. Soon she's all grown up. Look at Dad. Not only are children the model of heaven, but it's also interesting that the Bible says out of babes and sucklings comes forth perfected praise. Now, obviously, they were listening to secular music, but what I observed there, friends, is how much that dude loved his little girl. And I'll tell you what, there's more of that on the horizon. And these are the people that are in the corner that are being ignored, because you know as well as I do, the message is to break up the family at any cost. Well, you know what? There's a lot of people that are not going along with that. So I just wanted to give you a little refreshing video rather than just all the bad things that are taking place in the country. Not that they're not happening, because they are. We're going to cover a couple of those in just a couple minutes here. But before we do that, folks, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're coming up on Christmas, right? Christmas. I'm also going to be talking about soon enough, speaking of Christmas, right? We're going to be talking about, what did the apostles commemorate? Did they commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ, or did they commemorate the death of Jesus Christ? Again, just showing you how upside down things are in the American church in this country today. It's completely backwards. Here's the answer. The apostles did not commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ, though that's awesome. They did, in fact, take the time to commemorate the death. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take you through some history. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow, because we're bumping into Christmas in the up and coming week. So hopefully we'll be getting to that in just a couple days here. Did want to show you this, Sons of Liberty Media. We got our Christmas covering up there. Did you see that header? Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool too. But what I do want to do is point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store. Folks, please order them today. They will be sent out tomorrow. You'll get them before Christmas. Please, I ask, do not wait until the last minute. Thank you for the orders that we have received. Thank you for the sons and daughters that have responded, because without you, we cannot do what we do. And for those that have responded, thank you, because we are out here because of you. And we thank the Lord for cheerful givers in the process. So what we want to do is have you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check it out. Again, your orders will take 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS, but we say 2 to 3 days. Also consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. You can check out your own membership level, so on and so forth. Pretty cool what they've done. And I'm talking about the team, so we want to acknowledge them as well. Folks, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we got like 6 people around the ministry that are working constantly. I said 6. So we got Tim, we got Becky, we got Stephanie, we got others out in the back that oftentimes go unrecognized, but we just want to acknowledge them and tell them as well, thank you for all that you've done concerning the years past, and thank you for the service in the years to come, because we're all in this together, because we have hope in the future, and we believe that we can do this, in fact, if we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. So with that said, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also acknowledge, take the time to acknowledge, and the numbers are increasing exponentially, and we're thankful for that as well. But 13 to 15 articles that Tim posts every single day of the week from contributors across the country. Also, you can find other information over there. We got BBS, our network over there. I'm just kind of navigating you through this right now. We've been with BBS since the beginning of summer, and folks, they're working it as well, bringing it up to another level. And again, we had a couple bumps in the beginning process, but we're getting through it. And I'll tell you what, their outlet is becoming second to none. And also wanted to let you know, we're also back up on satellite, which was down for about 3 or 4 months. We're happy to announce that as well. Also wanted to let you know that you're going to be seeing this ad nationally. You're going to see this in the papers. It is Children of the Apostate. It confronts the issues beforehand. Prevention is better than cure. Rather than after, it's showing you what needs to happen before, and we still have time to do it, friends. And that's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also, Equipping the Saints, this was broadcast across the nation for 42 weeks by Dove Television. 42 weeks they broadcast what we were doing in public schools across the country, the 365. In fact, also wanted to show you this. We have several outlets. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find them for yourselves. But these are educational videos, and for some reason or another, friends, that is being hidden, and those subscriptions are down as well. When we were on YouTube, I think we had 20,000 subscriptions just almost in a very short amount of time. Over at Rumble, we're seeing just the exact opposite. So we believe that Rumble is a part of the censorship and suppression that's taking place. We'll see what happens in the up and coming weeks and months and years as well. But do go over there. We're doing our best to give you the resolve concerning every issue that we face as a country. We're giving you biblical and constitutional answers. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to donate, you can find that over at sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
Oh, by the way, Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Kerry Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas. Can I just kind of break into this a little bit? Because I don't want to spill the beans before we start talking about it. But it's just kind of on my heart right now, and I just wrote about this. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it is about the apostles and what it is that they commemorated. His birth or his death? Well, did you know? Well, first of all, I already gave you the answer to that. The apostles memorialized his death, not his birth. America's memorializing his birth, not his death. You can read Luke 2, the whole chapter, which, again, that's a glorious time, folks. But even knowing where he was born and the circumstance in which he came into this world, where it was is what's important for the people to understand, because it has everything to do with him being the sacrificial lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, John 1:29. Okay, but I will let you in on this. I'll put a little salt on your tongue. Did you know we also, Americans, celebrate Christmas in December? Did you know that most scholars believe that he was born in September? And they also believe that he was born between 6 and 4 BC. Okay, isn't that interesting? And what happens is these things just evolve and we take it for the revisionist version of what really took place, when in fact that's not how it took place at all. And that's why we do what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio, is because we want to do the research to make sure that we're getting accurate history. Why? Because as John Adams rightly said, the second president of the United States of America, the Colossus of Independence, he said, there's nothing so false as modern day history. Why? Because those that have written history, in many cases, they have hung heroes. So we're not getting the history. We're getting the history the way that those that hung the heroes want us to get their history, not the facts of history, right? I understood it. And I said it perfectly. And I'm pleased that I did, because I wasn't sure if I was going to get through that one. But guess what, folks? I really, really did. So anyways, Merry Christmas. I want to get to this right away because there's many things I want to show you. You guys have all seen this. Our friend Matt Truella just highlighted It's a Wonderful Life. You guys have all seen this. You guys know that it wasn't a big deal until the 80s, right? I think it was like 40-some years after the movie was made did it become popular. It was like he wrote that movie prophetically for such a time as the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. But I want you to listen carefully, because now we're going to get down to some serious business here. But I want you to listen carefully to what Frank Capra said back in the 1950s. Because this should make us think even better of the film It's a Wonderful Life than you already did. This is what Capra said in 1971, okay? The winds of change blew through the dream factories of make-believe, the movies, tore at its crinoline tatters, the hedonists, the homosexuals, the hemophiliacs, bleeding hearts, the God-haters, the quick-buck artists who substituted shock for talent, all cried, shake 'em and rattle, rattle 'em, God swapping, year liberate the world from prudery, emancipate our films from morality. He's talking about the bad guys and what they've done with Hollywood after they hijacked it and the people allowed them to do it. Kill for thrill, shock, shock. Then he says to H-E double hockey sticks with the good in man, dredge up his evil, shock, 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 said Frank Capra. Of the new up-and-comings in Hollywood. It was all about killing, swapping, homosexuality, shock. The list goes on. He said this in 1971, okay? Then he goes on, he says, dredge up his evil, shock, shock. Practically all of Hollywood filmmaking of today is stooping to cheap, salacious pornography in a crazy bastardization, that's a proper word, of a great art to compete for the patronage that deviates as, boy, I don't even want to use the word. It's an expletive. It's very vulgar. It's somebody giving pleasure to themselves is the word that he used. And I'm sure he used it in proper context, but I'm not going to use it, okay? That was Frank Capra on why what he called the left during that time in Hollywood during the 1950s in his 1971 autobiography, name above the title. Okay, again, that's The Wonderful Life. So it should make you want to see the movie The Wonderful Life all the more. And I also believe, folks, that if you look at some of these actors during that time era, they were not partakers of the nonsense that we see today. You can't even make up some of the stuff that you see today. I don't know if you've seen this, but you guys all realize that Hollywood is, it's not even on its last leg. If it was, a rug's been pulled under that last leg. People are sick and tired of Hollywood and the paparazzi spewing out their filth coming from Hollywood and their filthy sodomite witchcraft and witches and Satanists. People are tired of their garbage. They truly are tired of their garbage, friends. I mean, some of the stuff that's coming out of there right now, it's so bad. But you know what? It's not like they need help because people are turning away in droves. What it is, folks, is a pimp show. Literally, these are the words that need to be used. It's a pimp show where you're seeing the likes of Diddy and others pimping out politicians, these scoundrels that are now on the scene, that are in the halls of government today, that have been compromised and extorted. There's a big expose, just like the Jeffrey Epstein scenario, folks. Now it's happening to Diddy. And it's interesting because those are the people that are behind what it is that you're getting in the music industry today. No joke. And some of it is so bad. It's pimps and prostitutes. And that's really what it's been equated to. Now, I want to do something really quick because I want to find a video for you now that I'm thinking about it. On stage with Usher, I want you to see what they're selling to people. And they do this just without even being embarrassed. It's so shameful. It's so gross what they're selling. And again, this is like the stuff that I seen when I was a kid. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the stuff that I seen on the streets in North Minneapolis, where you would see prostitutes on the corner and you would see pimps driving around in their caddies doing the things that they're doing today. Did you see just recently, as a matter of fact, it's so bad. And I'm not exaggerating this. I'm not bolstering how much people are sick and tired of this. But when you see it, I mean, like, for example, they keep talking about J-Lo. Did you know that J-Lo can't even sell tickets for $8 a piece? I mean, her showings are completely empty, friends. And so it is for a majority of those that they keep pushing up. And why? And how could it be otherwise? I seen a video some time ago, and I believe it was Whitney Houston. Not that she has a lot of room to talk, or had time, or had a lot of room to talk when she was here. But it's interesting, when she was asked about the up-and-coming talent, she said it's not a talent. She said it's pathetic. And she said that's all they do is they find these girls that are willing to, you know, if they got a nice shape or whatever the case and they look right, it doesn't matter if they're talented or not. They'll just do it in the studio. Well, they'll produce the music and then they'll sell it to the world like it's really her that's doing it. And that's, hey, folks, that's Britney Spears. That's the list of all of those that are on the front line and those that are popular today. Those are the people that they were talking about that are completely talentless. Now, I was just laughing a moment ago because I want you to check this because I'm just on this topic right now. But here's this guy, Runny Tupapaya, I think his name is, or maybe that's just the call letters for the guy that played the video. But what I'm going to show you right now is factual. This guy, if you want to call him that, he's so overweight. He has an oxygen tank on his face while he's on stage. He's sitting on a stage rapping to people. And I looked at it and I said, this is exactly what exemplifies this up and coming generation and how dummy down they have become. Well, you say, yeah, those kids, what do they know? Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you something. For those that don't know or for those that don't pay attention, I just posted this morning and I want you to see it just to show you how many of you have been dummied down too. And I say this out of sincerity, not out of hate. But isn't it interesting? I just posted this morning. I highlighted this earlier in the week. But what I wrote is I said the establishment that you were led to believe this by the mainstream media that you say you don't believe that was attacking Donald Trump just made Donald Trump the person of the year. This is the guy that played the victim for 8 years, stating that the mainstream media was out to get him. Wait a second. They weren't out to get him. No. They were there promoting him the whole time. How did you know who Donald Trump was without the mainstream media giving him all the attention he needed? Most people don't think. And what I just did clarified what nobody on this planet can justify. I want you to see this really quick. Look at this guy. This is a man. They're videoing for his next music video, laying on the ground, and he's laying on the ground because he's so big that he can't even get up. This is not a joke. How ridiculous. Oh my goodness. Woo! Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel.
Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Okay, I got to finish this point here because I got this during the break. Just to show you why people are turning away in droves. They're tired of this pimp prostitute show going on in the mainstream media. You know how it talks about in 1 Kings 13:33? It talks about how the corrupt king Jeroboam, who returned not back unto the Lord, but went on in his sin, how he took of the lower sort or the baser sort. And what he did is he took them and he put them up as the standard for the people to go by. What was the reason for that? They were teaching him to shoot for the floor by the people that they put up. Just like what you see in government today, just like you see in Hollywood today, just like what you see in R&B today. And this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. This lady's name is Little Kim. This rolled over on a script one day on a scroll. And I just want you to see how ridiculous this has gotten. And what, again, you need to take note of is the fact that she's not even ashamed. she's like thinking that she's all that in a bag of chips. Well, maybe in a bag of potatoes. I don't know. You decide. Check this out. Look at this. I mean, again, you can't make it up. Look at her. I mean, folks, who would, honestly, who would pay? It's a freak show. Who would buy a ticket to see this? And then the next question is who are the people that are putting these people up as if they're some superstars when in fact they're not at all? Not at all in any sense of the word. Okay, my goodness. All right, let's get to some serious stuff. I mean, that is embarrassing. I mean, it went from, listen, I'm an endorsed drummer. I got a lot of history in the music world. I got a lot of interconnections. I'm endorsed by major companies with the drum companies. And so I got a lot of stories to tell you. But I can tell you right now, today's music scene, a lot of what you hear vocally, musically, it's all machines. It's all effects on the singers. It's the producers that are doing the work. And it's just really, it's a facade now. It's not like the real deal. Back in the, folks, as much as I hated like 60s and 70s music, not all of it, but a good portion of it, those guys could write songs. And it was like one take stuff that was going on in the studios. It wasn't like you could say something, then make a mistake, stop, and then redo that one portion like you can today. No, you had to do it. So they were a real talent back then. Now it's completely all, folks, literally, it's all done in the studios now. And so you know the real deal and you know who the real deals aren't, friends. That's why you're seeing a lot of these new pop stars going back to old artists and then taking their songs and then redoing them. Why is that? Because they can't for themselves or for the life of them create their own songs. And again, that's just how stupid that they have become. And even stupider for those that listen to this nonsense and also pay attention to what it's all aimed at. It's aimed at dividing people. It's aimed at destroying society. It's aimed at promoting drugs and murder and prostitution and fornication. I mean, that's what it's all promoting. So Satanism is what it is. And again, nobody in this country has anybody to blame but themselves for tolerating it. I want to show you this really quick. I don't know who this guy is, but what he said is absolutely right. U.S. leads the world in people who think climate science is fake, but pro wrestling is real. Well, let me tell you something. It is fake, guy. And we all know it's fake. I mean, what did we do for 6,000 years before these clowns got onto the scene and they wanted to try to tell us that we need to do something differently because if we don't, we're going to destroy what the Lord has created? No, that's not at all what Scripture says. It's here, it abideth, and it's going to be here as long as the Lord wants it to be here, and no, humans aren't destroying it. There's not enough of them to do that, friends, first and foremost. How many times have we been told, case in point, how many times have you been told throughout your school years, even some of you older folks might even know this answer, but how many have you been told that there's a world overpopulation problem? You know, the people that are telling us that there's a world overpopulation problem, you know, they say we need to get rid of the world's overpopulation, right? Well, I say let's start with you and your family then, if that's what you think. But has anybody ever been up in an airplane before? I'm sure you have. And I'm being a little facetious. I'm having a little fun with this just to show you how ridiculous these people are. And every time they even talk about it, folks, I know people in your gut, you have that gut instinct that says these people are out of their mind. Well, you're right. They are out of their minds. But going back to the point, have you ever been up in an airplane before? Oh, my goodness, folks. What, 5 minutes of city on takeoff? 5 minutes of city during landing? What's the rest? Open land. The Lord told us to replenish the earth is what he told us to do. We're not even close to overpopulating the world. I've heard a statistic that tells us that you could take all the people in the world and you could put them into the state of Florida and they would have a certain amount to live in comfortably. That would be the world's population. Okay, so when you're listening to this nonsense about climate change and all these things that we need to change, that's like saying the Lord did something wrong. And you know as well as I did, or do, friends, that he didn't do anything wrong.
It's just this more this nonsense, so they can continuously tax the people more to enslave the people more so they can control the people all the more. I want you to check this guy out. He is a geologist. He's a professor. His name is Ian Pilmer. He said, we are being misled to make the story as if we are in a crisis. How many times have I said on this show, how many times have people across the boards in this country told you that they are creating the chaos? And out of the chaos that they create, they are creating a new world. Only if you buy the fact that there is the chaos or the crisis. Keep in mind, the pill in the jam is who's making money from the crisis that's being created. That's all you have to do is look at history and you'll find the government's fingers in all of it. For the most part. And this guy's going to tell you the same exact thing. He said there is no climate emergency. It has never been proven that human emissions of CO2 drive global warming. No such thing, friends.
We are being misled. We are being misled with information which is either cooked or very, very specifically plucked out to make the story look as if we are in a crisis. We're not in a crisis. There is no climate emergency. We are living in the best times you could ever live on planet Earth.
Okay, so it goes from there is no climate crisis to the fact that we're living during the best times. Well, we're always going to find during the best times when we have our time on this Earth, right? And I suspect that this is what this guy is doing. And in fact, that's exactly what he did. So anyways, I just wanted to highlight that. Now, can I just lay some real heavy, heavy news on you real quick? You guys remember Scott Jensen, the guy that ran for gubernatorial candidate for the state of Minnesota against Tim Walz? Now, I knew Tim on a personal level, and I knew him where it was like, you know what, I can get behind this guy. And there was a lot of people in the state of Minnesota that could get behind him. And then what he did is he turned on the people in the face of abortion, and that's where he bent me. And I just said, no more, we're not supporting him. But he has a lot of good things to say. And this is one of those, he's got a lot of good things to say. And I want to play this, he's got a lot of good things to say in this particular case. Because what he's sharing with us right here, friends, is the truth of the matter. And people are becoming more aware of this on a 24/7 basis. And I'm talking about what's going on in the medical industry. So I want you to hear from Scott personally. He is a doctor. A matter of fact, he sued the attorney general in the state of Minnesota for what he did during his campaign. And again, I want you to hear what he has to say, and maybe this will explain to all of us why people are doing their best to stay away from the hospital, especially when it comes from a doctor as to telling you why that should be the case.
I'm Dr. Scott Jensen, and I am not exaggerating when I tell you, if you're a patient, your doctor, your insurance company, your clinic, your hospital, we can all get paid more if we make you sicker. And I think you need to understand that. This patient's...
We all get paid more, said a doctor, when we make our patients sicker. This is what they're pushing on the people. Your doctor, your insurance company, your clinic, your hospital, we can all get paid more if we make you sicker, said Scott Jensen.
On Medicare. His insurance company will get paid more by Medicare if this patient is seen as more sick. There's all kinds of incentive plans being doled out by insurance companies and governments. Government programs.
Folks, see again, he's highlighting the fact that the corporations in the medical industry in this particular case are working with the governments to commit the crimes that they're guilty of committing. This is criminal. This is criminal activity going on in this fascist state. How come the people in this country are not holding them accountable for their crimes? Let's listen to the rest of what Scott Jensen has to say.
To clinics and providers and healthcare systems. For instance, one of them that you may have heard of is if a clinic can hit a certain threshold level of patients taking a certain kind of vaccine, they get paid a chunk of money for each one. of those patients that took the vaccine. So it's not uncommon to have like an influenza vaccine incentive program. And say you have 1,000 patients that could potentially qualify. Well, if you could hit, say, 60%, you might get this amount of money per patient. If you can hit 80%, they'll give you this much. Literally, doctors can get tens and tens of thousands of dollars on an annual basis for an incentive program as simple as that.
Did you hear that? This is why people are avoiding going to the doctor. Scott Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen, just told you why. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths.
Oh,
he who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Barber.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Not hearing from anybody today. I don't know what's going on with that, but 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Dumping a lot of information on you today, folks. I'm trying to make it a little bit lighter because, quite frankly, I get tired of carrying the weight of the world. And that's the truth of the matter. If you look at, for example, guys like Amos, his name meant burden bearer. I'm not claiming to be Amos. I'm not claiming to be anything that Amos was, but I'll tell you what, I understand in a very small degree as to what he's talking about. And what I'm even more sorry for is the fact that I have to sit here and disclose or divulge this information to the people concerning what's tolerated in their country. And that's really what it comes down to. Isaiah 59 verse 14 says, "And judgment is turned backwards and justice standeth afar, for truth is fallen in the street and equity cannot enter in." Now, I've been spending some time on Isaiah, folks, and I just keep seeing that reoccurring theme. Justice, the Lord is exalted in justice. The Lord makes himself known in justice and judgment. It's the very heart of God, justice and judgment. It's the very habitation of his throne, justice and judgment. I mean, the list goes on. And I don't know what people don't hear, but there's the answers right there. And let me remind you, the Lord looks on from on high and he looks down among men. Who is it that loves me enough to actually stand up and keep my commandments? Read Psalm 94, verse 16. It is our wisdom in the sight of the nations, and we've lost that. Deuteronomy chapter 4, go to verse 6 in particular. Look at this. Roseville, listen to this. Now they have names for repeat offenders. Chronic offender charged with vehicular homicide after fleeing the police. Okay. I mean, again, how could it be otherwise, right? A fleeing vehicle with a domestic suspect reportedly struck a bystander vehicle, not in pursuit. The driver was trapped in heated extrication. The suspect, Nicholas Price, was reportedly taken into custody at gunpoint. Well, folks, this is what you do when you forsake the Lord's commandments. You want to go ahead and do it your way? Keep allowing corruption in government to set the standard, which is the floor. What are they creating, folks? Asking you the question. What are they creating? They're creating repeat offenders. Why? Because they're soft judges. And society accepts this for some reason or another. So what do we have here? We have another innocent person killed by a repeat offender who had to be taken by gunpoint. I'm not making it up. This is what goes on in America all day long. And it's going to increase until the people stand up and begin to bring justice for themselves. Because, again, they're not getting it in the courts, as you can well see. One of the things that we highlighted over the last couple days was in Utah, primary schools banned Bible for vulgarity and violence. I'm humored by that. They're accusing the Lord is what they're doing, folks. And then we see when the people stood up, they actually won the day. So what are they doing? They're seeing that the people are going to stand up and say, no, 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 you're not going to do that. Put the Bible back right where it belongs, right? And interestingly enough, so what are they doing now? Well, they're trying to create anti-Semitism laws. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Remember those that called Jesus Beelzebub? Remember they called him the devil? Remember they said that they were the children of God? They were the seed of Abraham? And then remember in John 8:44, the Lord told them that there's no truth in you? And how could there be? You are of your father, the devil. Remember, these are the ones that were responsible for crucifying Jesus Christ. And as a matter of fact, during the crucifixion, they even said, "Your blood be upon us and our children." Isn't that interesting? And you know what's coming to the light more and more and more and more? Is some of these rabbis, by the way, Jesus told us not to call anyone rabbi because there's only one and it's him, right? He's our Lord. He's our teacher. But it's interesting, we're seeing more and more of this. People across the United States are becoming aware of what this is all about. What are they doing now? Now they're putting these rabbis in the position of being the victims when in fact, now what they want to do is go ahead and criminalize the gospel. I hope you understand what's going on because this is a direct assault on who you are by those that claim to be the children of God, just like when they were crucifying Jesus. Again, it's important that you make distinction. Now, I want to tell you, over the last couple days, apparently people hear what they want to hear. They don't hear what I'm actually saying. They just hear what they want to hear. Now, I want to reiterate the point that the people that are saying I'm saying something that I'm not saying, again, I got to say it, folks, these are the people that don't believe the mainstream media. The mainstream media that's driving, you got to get behind Israel. You got to get behind Netanyahu. You got to get behind the children of Israel. You've got to get behind them no matter what, because that's what the Word of God says. That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God tells us we're supposed to make distinction. And common sense tells us to do that, and we do it all the time. except when it comes to calling into question the children of Israel that the mainstream media means to push, because I'm here to tell you, scripturally, they are not the children of Israel. And first and foremost, if they were the children of Israel, then why are they attacking the children of Israel? Because nobody's helped them more than the American people have. Why is it that they're trying to use another group as a political battering ram to upend who we are as a people? Now it's under those that want to outlaw criticism of Israel. It's not the Israel of God. And I'm talking to all of you useful idiots that mock what's going on in the media, that are taking heed to what's going on in the media. The same ones that have been lying to you for decades are the same ones lying to you now. And now for some reason, because Donald Trump said it, now they're telling you the truth? The devil wants you to know the truth now? Really? No, this is how ignorant people have become. It's exactly the truth of the matter. And look what's happening. Now, the Israel of God is trying to shut up the Israel of God. Did you hear what I said? Revelation 3:9, do your due diligence. You want to sit there and try to put words into my mouth, that's fine, but make distinction, because if it has to go to court, I'm okay to do that. Then the record can be set straight concerning how you made up what you heard rather than what Bradley Dean said. Oh, and I see, folks, and I see this coming from people who should have known better. And I have nothing to do with them anymore at all. It's ridiculous. They didn't listen to a word I said or what the Word of God said. I'm going to give you one more, and then I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Ron from Tennessee. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Did you see this? This is a Senate-confirmed Supreme Court justice that's now starring on Broadway. Isn't that crazy? This is Ketanji Brown Jackson. Did you know that she's playing the part of Broadway and Juliet, which is a non-binary retelling of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet? This is sitting on your bench right now as a Supreme Court justice. It's a black-robed tyrant that needs to be impeached and prosecuted for not discovering law, but actually rewriting and playing the activist concerning the law that she's supposed to discover. Folks, that's the truth. And I'm going to hold to his truth regardless if anybody likes it or not. We got Ron calling from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? We got about 2 minutes.
Hi, Bradley. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I don't normally get to catch you live, but I listen every day on a delay. But, you know, you were talking the other day about Russell Brand, and, you know, I understand that sanctification takes a little while, but you're exactly right. And I blame the churches. I blame that they can't even listen to the simple things that are laid out clearly in Scripture, such as women in the pulpit. That is how this stuff started slipping into the churches. You know, and of course you've got a bunch of converted people in the churches
that are
claiming to be Christians, and it's bringing such a reproach on Jesus and God. And you know, I grew up Jehovah's Witness, and I had to start all over. I became an agnostic. I was completely disillusioned, and in the midst of drug and alcohol addiction, God convicted my heart. He gave me an opportunity. He miraculously saved me from that, and that's been 12 years ago.
Amen.
So I've got a little ministry, like a Celebrate Recovery ministry, and that we do. You know, I'm very active in recovery. And
you were going to make the point about Russell Brand here, Ron. You got less than a minute. You were going to make a point about Russell Brand.
Yeah. So the point with him was that he's just an example, just a product of the churches. You know, whether the Lord is going to call him or not, but I agree with you 100%. These people are not Christians. The Lord convicted my heart of my language a few years ago. I was like, you know, I can't be obedient to his word and be cussing like a sailor at work. And then I'm like, you know, I don't cuss at church, you know, and it took some time, but he changed that in me and took that away from me.
I appreciate your phone call, guy. I'm sorry I got a hard break coming up on me. Actually, it's the end of the show. Thank you, Ron from Tennessee. Merry Christmas, guys. I will see you tomorrow from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. 1 to 3 Central Standard Time for 2 hours. Love you about what we do. See ya.